How's the adjustment been for you so far, Chad, to the new offense down there?
Well, it's exactly that. It's an adjustment. It's be my sixth week here, and I'm learning every day, trying to acquire more knowledge and gain more insight into our offense, and trying to execute it better and do as much as I can to get better at it. So it's been a good adjustment, but it's also been different, and just keep working through it.
Does it help to have stayed in the same division, seeing a lot of the same teams again, like the Patriots?
Does it help? Is that what you asked me?
Yeah, in terms of not learning new opponents, you learn your own system, but in terms of preparing for other teams, you got a lot of the same foes.
Well, staying in the AFC East does help with preparation for the opponent. I've played all of these teams and seen these teams for to be my ninth year, so I understand how each of the AFC East teams like to play and what they like to do and how they like to attack. And, my biggest challenge is being able to take that knowledge and apply it to our offense here and, learn the details of our offense, trying to make our offense work.
You're going a lot to the tight end so far in two games. Is that just because you like what you see out there? Is it a reflection on your knowledge of the offense, that maybe that's an easier throws right now?
No, it's just been who's been open and where the single coverage has been. I think we have two tight ends that do a great job of getting open and finding areas, and so the coverage as far as the single one-on-ones have been with the tight ends and things like that, and so that's where the ball has been dictated to go. But I just try to take each read as its own entity and get the ball to the open guy and not get focused in on one guy.
Chad, as you've assimilated into this offense, how much of what you've been able to do has been just based upon your own natural football instincts, taking over in certain instances?
Well, that's always the fine line, trying to understand the details of the offense you're working in, and then also letting your instincts take over and just being a football player and a quarterback and trying to mesh those two together. At the end of the day, football is football, and a lot of times you have the same routes and concepts, you just call them a little bit differently, but still trying to mesh the footwork and all the different details of this offense with our play so the timing can be better and the efficiency can be better.
Chad, you have so many people on this team that are new this year. Does that help that you're all going through this together or learning together, or does that make it even more complicated that so many people are learning the system?
Oh, I think it helps and it makes it more complicated. When you're trying to put so many different new parts together, we are all in this together and we're going through the same type experiences. Which is a good thing. We're learning together, but at the same time, it can definitely make it more complicated because we're trying to learn each other and not only on the field but off the field and get to know your teammates because that's so important. I think a lot of times in the game of football, the relationship side is overlooked, and a lot of times the results that happen with the good stats and the good numbers happen because of the relationship side, not necessarily because of the talent side.
You mentioned relationships. You had a pretty good one with the guy on this team now, Randy Moss, when you guys were at Marshall. What do you remember most about him, both as a player and just as a person?
Well, he's always been an extreme competitor. It didn't matter what we were doing at Marshall, whether it was a one-on-one drill or basketball over at the gym or whatever it was. He's an extreme competitor, and he wants to be the best at it and win. It's always been that way. And as far as a friend, he's always been a good friend. I think he has a big heart, and through the years, he's started to come back to Southern West Virginia and do a lot of great things there, and really give back. And I think he does have a big heart.
Does it surprise you at all to learn that he was voted a captain of this team this year?
No, not at all, because I think it would surprise other people. But, I've known Randy for a while, and I've seen the true Randy. I think some people's perception of Randy is a little off. And I know, as far as Randy and his heart and what he wants to do and what he wants to accomplish, he's right on the money with it, and it's all good.
surprised to learn that Randy decided to start up a truck team in NASCAR.
Am I surprised?
Yeah.
No, I'm not surprised. I think people don't realize how country he really is. So, being from southern West Virginia, you know, he has a lot of country roots and things like that. So,
Chad, this is a little bit offbeat. Were you a captain at Marshall?
Yes.
You were? All right. Can you kind of explain, because I think it's different at every level of football, how different being a captain in the NFL is from other levels and how maybe the responsibilities are different?
Well, I think the obvious difference is you're not dealing with college kids, and you know you're dealing with men and professionals, and so you know how you lead. There are some core characteristics in how you lead, whether it's by example or what you say or and what you do on and off the field. And on the professional level, you're dealing with men. You're dealing with men that have been in the game and understand how to be leaders and be professionals. And then you're also dealing with younger players who are just learning. So I think being a captain in a professional team, on a professional team, you have to learn how to mesh those two together, your young players with your older players, and get everyone to work together, because the discrepancy in ages are so much different compared to college, where normally you're dealing with 18 to 22-year-olds in college. In the pros, you can be dealing from 22 all the way up to 40. So it's a lot different.
Are there any responsibilities that you have as a captain that are different than they were either in high school or college?
Yeah, I think some of the responsibilities are definitely similar. It's how you deal with those responsibilities and how you handle those things. That would be the biggest difference in the type of people and the age group that you're dealing with. But, you know, the similarities as far as, you know, leading by example, knowing when to speak up and address the team, knowing when not to speak up, you know, and then obviously the number one thing, as a captain and as a leader, you have to come to play. You know, the result on the field starts the whole process, and they have to be able to depend on you physically and mentally on the field, and you have to be able to produce.
Chad, did you, I mean, as this whole Brett Favre saga was unplaying, did you ever imagine it would kind of, you know, have an impact on you? And when you were, you know, were sent to the, you know, when you left to go to the Dolphins, did you express any anxieties about starting over, you know, all over again?
Well, you know, I was prepared for what ever happened in New York. You know, I was in New York for 8 years, and nothing surprises you after 8 years. And then with the 2 weeks leading up to the decision being made, I had prepared myself, and I felt like I was prepared both mentally and physically to handle whatever came my way. Once the decision was made, then I had to take a look at what was best for me as a professional and also for my family, and be able to make a sound professional decision. And I just felt like, you know, coming to Miami, being able to help lay the groundwork and build the foundation for what Coach Pirano wants to do, I was interested in that opportunity and excited about it.
Here's just another general question, Chad. Why in your mind, or why do you believe there might be such a high failure rate for first-round quarterbacks, especially those in the top 10?
Well, I think you know, judging talent is always at the hands of the beholder, the guy who's trying to pick the talent out. And so that's a human opinion. And we all know human opinions vary at all different times. And then also, I think the second reason is because of just the situation. Sometimes some young quarterbacks can handle being thrown in there early. Sometimes some young quarterbacks can't handle being thrown in there early, and it's a detriment to them. So it's, you know, we're dealing in the human experience. We're not dealing with robots or you know, people that don't have feelings and emotions and things like that. And that's why you see such a variance, you know, in the production of quarterbacks.
Chad, what's your impressions?
Okay, guys, then we're going to get to a meeting. Thanks.
What are your impressions of Jake Long?
I think Jake is a big-time talent. I think he's got a chance to be just a mainstay in this league at left tackle. He brings so much to the table as far as his physical presence and what he's able to do athletically and mentally. I mean, he has a lot of passion for this game, and he wants to do well, and he wants to succeed. And So I'm really excited about him being here.
How much of a concern for you is the Patriots' pass rush, the outside guys, Thomas and Vrabel? You've seen them countless times.
Yeah, well, they do a great job. I think what they've done a great job over the last 3 to 4 years is generating a pass rush with three and four guys. 7, 8 years ago, it was always with five and six guys, and now they can do it with just three or four, being able to push the middle of the pocket and also rush the edges, and so, which allows them to, you know, play coverage behind it, and it makes it tough on a quarterback. And so, you know, we've got our hands full, and they're known to play good defense, good solid sound defense. They don't beat themselves, and they're extremely tough. And so, it's a big time challenge.